רגע.
סייעת השמל, קו פרם. קו צ'אבס קוידש, קבלות צדיקים. So, I wanted to get homentations before, so I could say this over, because I'm going to speak about the meaning of homentations. Right? You ever wonder about as to why there are homentations during, like, every place you go has homentations?
Aren't they his ears?
Yeah, Homan's ears or Homan's hat. So what's the Indian going on? Alpipremius, obviously, that's something going on here. So, what's the avoda? We have this week's parsha of Mechias HaMalek. Right? Parsha Zachar is that, again, you can't come to Purim unless you first have Mechias HaMalek. So what's the avoda of Mechias HaMalek? What is it? Yeah? How do we do it? And like, what's one of the strategies? Again, there's 1,000 strategies. So we spoke before about Azik Dusha, but what's another strategy? B'siyat Tishmaya. So there's a concept in the Zohar Kaddish. Spent Shabbos by Rashbi, so I'll speak about Rashbi. There's a concept in the Zohar Kaddish. Says the following: it says Kachibrichu Yisrael Kachibrichu Oraisa VYisrael Chadhu. It says Kachibrichu, which is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, the Oraisa and the Torah VYisrael and Klal Yisrael Chadhu are one. They all are completely one with each other. Okay, we have an achdus with each other completely. We're all davuk to each other and one. Okay. So we said before that in the world of Panemius, everything that you see going on has to do with something. I mean, that there's nothing stam. That's the way it works. Everything about a Malik is stam and mikra. Is that nothing matters, right? And nothing's good. Nothing. Don't think too deep about something, right? But we know that in Klai Yisrael, everything we do, there's a reason for it. For example, why do we wear certain things on during certain times? Why do we eat certain foods? Right? I mean, cheesecake on Shavuos, for example. It's not just there's because people are obsessed with food. But there's also pipnimis, that there's actually something going on. Right? Why do we eat matzah? Right? Why do we eat different things? Why do we do different things during different times? Okay? So, Minhag Yisrael of Purim is what? One of the items is eating hamantashens. So, I'll pee pshat, or I'll pee people who are just bali taiva, because they're good, or because they look like Haman's hat. But I'll pee pnimis, what's going on here? Okay, that too. But listen to this, Chevra. The Shvili Pinchas says the following. Is there a marker here? I'll draw it out for you. So I have a piece of paper. Yeah. Oh, no, don't give me a piece of paper. I'll just draw it over here. So I have a piece of paper. Where is it? Pass me that. Don't rip that out, piece of paper. I'll draw it out for you. This will be your game-used paper. So basically, if you look at a Hamantashen, yeah? What letters would you say are a Hamantashen made out of? Oh, three vavs. I told you this before. Three vavs. No, good. This is what I'm saying. Because normally people like look at it, they're like,
none.
I'm not sure, right? Like, it's just three vavs. So now there's three ways to spell vav. Vav could be spelled vav, yud, and vav. Right? Could also be spelled vav, aleph, vav. And it could also be spelled vav and vav. Okay, there are three ways to spell vav. Okay? Vav Yud Vav, Vav, this is from the Shvili Pinchas, says this, Pinchas Shvili Mishlita. Vav Alva, Vav Vav. So he says, Vav Yud Vav, what's Gematria? Vav Yud Vav?
22.
22, yes. Very good. Vav Aleph Vav is how much?
13.
And Vav Vav is how much?
12.
It's 12. Okay? So we have three Vavs. So those three things correspond to three things. We said before, Kuchabrichu, Oraisa, V'Yisrael Chadu. Vav Yud Vav is 22. How many letters are in the Aleph Beis?
22.
So Vav Yud Vav corresponds to Torah. Vav Aleph Vav is Gematria how much?
13
is what? Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. So Echad is Gematria 13, which is Hashem. So Vav Aleph Vav corresponds to Hashem. And what's Gematria? Vav Vav?
12.
No? 12, which is what? What is 12? Yud Beis Shvatim, the 12 Shvatim, that's Yisrael. So three Vavs, again, correspond to Hashem, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael. Yeah? Kachbrichu v'oraisa v'Yisrael. So what we're being meram is that what? That the way we take down Haman, right? It's not just stomp. Are you looking for the Vavs?
I'm looking for the kitsch of the sentence.
What? Kachbrichu v'oraisa v'Yisrael chadhu.
Is that in Brishme?
No. We say those words, but this isn't the Zohar.
What was the 13?
13, Hashem Echad. We always say about Hashem is Echad. So 13 is Gematria Echad. Right? And Vavav is Yud Beis, which is the 12 Shvatim. Kachibrichu, Oraisa,
Yeah.
V'Yisrael. Chadu. Ah, Yaakov Moshe. Yeah? So, Chavir, you're going to have to fill in Yaakov Moshe after. Basically, what we just said is that a Hamantashen, we're speaking about why we eat Hamantashen in the Purim. If you look at a Hamantashen, what's a Hamantashen? It's three Vavs. Okay, so three Vavs, because you spell three Vav in three ways. Vav Yid Vav is 22. Again, we'll say this out. Yeah, Vav Yid Vav 22 corresponds to the 22 osios of Torah, that's Torah. Vav Aleph Vav is Gematria 13, it's Hashem Echad. Right, Echad. And Vav Vav is 12, which is the Yid Bei Shvatim. So what the Hamantashen represents for us, our Pipnimis, is that what? Is that we have to mechazik ourselves in Torah, in Dveikas Bashem, and in Achdus Yisrael. And that's what takes down Haman. Right? Those three things are what takes down Haman. Okay? So we see that what? That everything that happens in the physical world is just a remez for us, for Avodas Hashem. Everything. Especially this Indian. What does the Haman have to do with anything? But this is what the remez is. The what? Three areas. Of, again, Bein Adam, the Chavero. Oh, we'll get to that in a second, actually. Give me a second. Yeah? So let's go to the Kli Yakar for a second. Okay? The Pasuk says, by Mechamas HaMalek, in Parak Yitzayim, Pasuk Yid Beis, it says, Vayhi Yadav Emuna Ad Bo HaShemesh. Okay? So listen to what the Kli Yakar says on this word. Kli Yakar says, in Parshat B'Shalach, Vayhi Yadav Emuna Ad Bo HaShemesh, Ve'alkein, Tiknu Sham Shlosha Amudim Elu. So in this place, we were misake in three amudim, right? Three things that stand up for us. Torah, again, to defeat Amalek. Torah, shenemar, kimu v'kiblu. Like the Gemara says, kimu mashikvar kiblu. Like in Shabbos, it says what? That on Purim, we were mekabel the Torah again, anew. So what do we see is one area of Purim that takes down Amalek? Is?
Torah.
Good. Avoda, ayidei hatzomos shenechshavu kikarban. Vizaakta. Hainu avoda shebelev, which is what we know avoda is tefillah. So avoda, which is what the Esther had a 3-day fast, and somos are all about tefillah, so that's what takes down Amalek. So we see Torah, and what do we see? Tefillah. Okay? And what's the third one? Umashloach manos isereu hainu gmilas chasadim. So again, so we see three things that take down Amalek. What are they? Torah, tefillah, and gmilas chasadim.
What was Torah's reason again?
Because Purim is the day of Kabbalah's Torah. Kimu Masha Kibbutz Far, we read Makabbalah Torah, Biratzon.
Was that like as a result of taking down Amalek, or was that?
Yeah, it was one of them. As a result of the Simcha Sanis.
So how does that take down Amalek if it was a result of Amalek being taken down?
Because we learn out Eitzos also, how to take them down and go weiter with it. Right? So now, what's the connection of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Reis of Yisrael, Chadu, with Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim? Is what they represent is that what the Maharal says the following. It says the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says what? That the world stands on three things. You know what they are?
Torah,
Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim. So I heard from Rav Moshe Tzvi said one time, is that these correspond, again, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Varaisa corresponds to three things. Kodesh Baruch Hu is what? Bein Adam Le
Makom.
Torah is Bein Adam. Oh, hold on a second. What? Oh, Ben Adam L'Atzma, very good. And what would be Yisrael? Ben Adam L'Chavero. Yeah? So Moshe likes to say from the Maharal is that Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim. Again, so Torah corresponds to... Well, let's start with this, yeah? Avoda, Tefillah corresponds to what? Ben Adam Le...
Makom.
Right? Davening to Hashem. Gemilas Chasadim is obviously what? Ben Adam Le...
Chavero.
Torah is what? It's very interesting that we're not going to go into that. Torah is Ben Adam L'Atzma. So what do we see? That the Indian that takes down Amalek, again, is Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, V'Oraisa. That what? Beinam L'Makom, Beinam L'Chavero, and Beinam L'Atzma. And that's what takes down Amalek. Torah, Avodu, Gmilas Chasadim. Yeah? Which again, everything that the Hamantashen is supposed to represent to us, it's a remez to us. Not just something you eat it. You could have a Kavanah when you say when you eat it, that what you're being nichnas into you. That what? The Kochos, that what? To remind yourself, what's going on here? So this is actually a Gishmak. Yeah, so what's the commandment to erase Amalek? Is Timcha es Zichar Amalek mitachas shemayim. To erase Amalek legamri. Yeah? So if you take the gematria of Torah, ve'avoda, ugmilas chasadim, yeah? Again, Torah, ve'avoda, ugmilas chasadim, which is the three things that we need, the three things to take down Amalek, right? So again, Torah, Va'avoda, Ugmilas Chasadim is Gematria 1321 is Gematria exactly Timcha es Zecher Amalek.
What's Timcha?
Timcha is Tuf Mem Ches He. S Zecher Amalek. That was a chevra with these three things: Kutshbrichu, Oraisa, VYisrael. Torah, Avodah, Gmilas Chasadim. That's how you take them out. That's how you wipe them away. And that's what the Hamantashen comes to represent us. Again, it doesn't mean they have to go, give out the Hamantashen. But just to know that one thing is that basically goes like this: that one of the Nyanim of Purim, like Rav Matl Zilber likes to say, is that what type of Nes is Purim? A Nes Nister. Yeah? For example, we use something on Purim, we have two toys. Purim, what do we use as our toy?
Grager.
A grager. And what do we use on Hanukkah?
A dreidel.
What's the difference?
It's the up there. Yeah, it's
that. Oh, very good. Yeah. So a dreidel, very good. A dreidel is what? It's spun from the top. Why? Because it was a nes, totally the malam and the teva. Where do you spin a grager from? From the bottom. Why? Because everything was within teva. It was a nes within teva. So Ramat likes to say that Purim is the greatest nes. Why? Because it teaches us that everything within the world of teva is just nesin. And even within the world of teva, you mean you don't have to be a person that's out of this world. Be a person within teva, and you could be lamal min teva. Meaning what? Find Hashem within the world itself. And that's one of the yanim also. So realize that in everything that happens, there's something that merames the borei olam. Even in a little hamantashen, right? But there's something that you could eat that. What? And it takes you to a new place, right? That vav, vav, and vav. The what? Who am I? That you find that what? How does this relate to me? The what? That this is the borei olam. I find what Torah avodah gemilas chasadim, kutshbrichu Yisrael v'oreis echadu, and that's one of the things that represents to us, right? To know that every single thing in the world—that's one of the beautiful things about Purim. Again, we said before, Megillas Esther is the megale that everything, even within Hester, is there, right? How many times Hashem's name is in the Megillah?
Zero.
There's times, but you know He's there, but you know the borei olam's there, because it teaches the what that you have to find me within teva. Hashem says, I don't want to have to do kriyas yamtiv. I don't want to have to do the big nisim. I want you to find me within teva. Like we said last week's parsha, Vasudi Mikdash Fishachanti Bisocham. Hashem wants to dwell within us. In this physical world, Hashem wants to have a dwelling place. And that's what this represents to you. Again, Torah, Vavodu Gmilas Chasadim, Machu Timcha Zech Amalek. The Nikud is that what? When we work on our Torah, that what? We have to work with the Chiyas in Torah. And Avodah, that Tefillah wants us to be big. And Gmilas Chasadim. And you see this by Purim itself. See the whole idea of Torah, like the Kliyaka said. Torah, that Purim is the day of Kabbalah's Torah. Avodah, where do you see tefillah in Purim? That says halacha. It says in Shulchan Aruch that what? Kol mi sheposher yad. Anyone who puts out his hands to you, no sin law. Right? So anyone, you know what halacha is? That anyone who puts out his hands to you to collect tzedakah on Purim, you have to give it to him. You have to give it. Even a goy. You have to give it to him. What? That's Gemilas Chasadim, right? No, good. Isn't that Gemilas Chasadim? But you know what it says? It says Hashem also keeps halacha. So the way it works, kol mi sheposher yado, and he puts out his hand to Hashem in tefillah, no, Hashem has to give it to you.
Oh, it's time.
So it's tefillah.
I want to be 6'4".
What? The eyes are going to come out. We're going to see as they have the Purim, they're going to be like, this is like, what happened to you? I asked for it, I got it. You know? But remember, that's the Nikud, the Purim is a day of tefillah. To make it a day of tefillah, to realize how much is in there, right? To realize the koach in tefillah. But what else is it? The whole day of Purim is built around what? Gemilas Chasadim. Right, ish re'eu matanos avionim. Right, and what? It's mishloach manos. It's a day to have a Hamas Yisrael. Like Esther says, leich kenos is kol Yehudim. Go and gather up all the Jews, and that's what our avodah is, chaver. To focus on this, kutshbrichu v'orais v'Yisrael chadu. To know that what learning Torah, that makes me dvekas b'Hashem. Having a chevra, right, being close with chaverim, that also is dvekas b'Hashem. And working in my relationship with Hashem, which is both of this also, speaking to the Bar Yol, that also mechazik that. We have to realize that everything in the world is just a remesas, just to take down a malik, whatever we can, even a hamantashen. So you see, look at it, we can give a whole entire etza, but again, the etza isn't that what? Okay, now I go eat hamantashen the rest of my life. No, it's realize that there's something going on here. That what's this representing to me? But also, it gives you a shkaf. What Purim does, it gives you a different shkaf on the whole world. So what? I see everything in the world. I see pnimius everywhere. I see what that I can find the borei olam somewhere. That everything, for example, Chaver, where does medicine come from? It comes from trees, from leaves. That every little thing, right? Every little thing has Kedusha in it. But that's when we have to start realizing that this world is a place of Kedusha. We have to find it. That's how it works. Right? Sasanochi alim rasecha kimotze shal rav. That the great sasan and simcha of Purim is what kimotze shal rav? But I have to find it. To dig deep. That's what Purim's about. It's about digging deep. Digging into Hester. And it's megal that what? Everything's loaded with penimis. So we should be zocher to mash mekayim that Torah, avoda gmilas chasadim, to mechazik ourselves and all these inyanim, and be zocher that day of timcha es zeicha malach b'tachas shamayim lo sishkach to mamash erase them legamri from the world, and to be zocher to mechazik ourselves as much as we can in Torah, tefila gmilas chasadim, kachibrichu Yisrael v'arais achadu, and to eat hamantash and v'kedusha v'tara v'siyat v'shmaya. Good Shabbos. Ayudim la Yudim. Ha'azayda v'simcha v'sasamika. La Yudim la Yudim. Ha'azayda v'simcha v'sasamika. Ha'ayya la Yudim la Yudim. Ha'azayda v'simcha v'sasamika. V'sasamika.
Yeah.